Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. And for this segment, we're circling back on a familiar Silicon Valley name, Yelp, that is known for providing customer reviews of businesses and services, but is also known for past controversies about its business dealings and customer rankings. Yelp has been looking to find efficiencies in the dining space, meaning how can restaurants not only feel comfortable partnering with Yelp when it comes to reservations, but also just how Yelp can help put butts in the seats of those restaurants. We sat down with the leader of the Yelp reservations team. Quick note, if you're an open table user, you may want to listen in.
Vishwas Prabhakara and GM of Yelp reservations.
Yelp reservations is about to bust open table's balls. So what are you bringing to the table next, if you will?
That's a really good question. And I think before we talk about what, we should talk about why.
Ooh, okay.
And so for us, I think what's really valuable is that, you know, food is such a communal experience for people. You know, there's a billion meals served across the country every single day, whether it's in a restaurant or at your breakfast counter. And it's one of the things that, you know, everyone needs to do. So being involved in something at that scale is really exciting, and helping people have better experiences every day is important to us. On the flip side, the other big why here is that about 10% of America, 1 in 10 Americans, is involved in the restaurant industry in some fashion. And so being able to do something for them is really what motivates me every morning, is to have a big impact on the American economy. So that's why we're here.
Right.
As far as the what, you know, we're building the service Yelp Reservations that is the fastest, easiest way for you to get seated at your favorite restaurants. So Yelp acquired a startup called SeatMe, mm-hmm. had about 200 customers
okay.
at the time. And over the last couple of years, we've grown to almost 4,000 customers across the country. And recently, we actually changed the name to Yelp Reservations to better align with what we're doing for customers and for restaurants. Let's go out to dinner and see
a movie. We are speaking with Yelp Reservations General Manager Vishwas Prabhakara. So that's the origin story of reservations. Here's the function that may make would-be diners reach for their Yelp apps soon.
Let's say you want to go to a great restaurant. Liho Liho Yacht Club is a restaurant here in San Francisco, one of the hottest restaurants in the country. Fully booked out. People are waking up at midnight to make a reservation 30 days out.
Right on.
So if I want to make a reservation there, likely it's really hard for me to get one. But what I can say is, hey, I would like to go next Friday at 7 o'clock. Notify me if something opens up. So we've actually built this virtual wait list for the restaurant. And so if someone 3 days before says, oh, I can't go anymore, I'm going to cancel, if you're first on that list, we'll send you a text message and say, hey, that Friday 7 o'clock slot just opened up. Do you want it? And you've got 15 minutes to respond and say, yes, I'll take it.
There's a key market opportunity there. You said you would text me.
Yep.
So it's more immediate than give me a phone call or waking me up at 2 a.m.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what's the next functionality that's coming down the pike?
So for us, I think we're looking to add new and innovative things for diners to find restaurants more easily and find that availability. So, you know, I want to go out to dinner. How am I going to do that? We're going to find times and opportunities for you. We also have recently partnered with a company called No Wait. And so No Wait is an independent company based out of Pittsburgh. And what they do is they help you actually skip the line for waitlist type restaurants.
Hmm.
So, for example, you want to go out to brunch. Uh-huh. And you can open up the No Wait app and soon the Yelp app in a couple months when we finish the integration and say, hey, here's some brunch spots near me and here are the wait times for those. And boom, I'd like to go to, you know, Universal Cafe, click add me to the wait list. And then you can walk over there in 45 minutes when your table's ready. And there you have it. You're seated right away.
Well, that's outstanding. So if you pair this up with all of Yelp's massive amount of data, mm-hmm. right? Are you able to help me surface things that I don't already know about that are something that are in my swing zone, given my Yelp profile?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely the direction that we're headed. I'd say we're in the early days today where we rely on the user giving us the input. So the date, the time, how many people you're with, those are the types of inputs we need from you today. But going forward, what we can do is start saying, hey, we know you like to eat at restaurant A. Here's restaurant B that fits that criteria. And by the way, it's a hard to get table, and here are tables and when they might be available. So being smarter about that on the diner side is definitely something that we're working towards.
Yelp has had its share of growing pains in Silicon Valley and other markets. Yelp has also tried to aggressively head off those negative headlines. For example, Mr. Prabhakara's public relations person reminded us during recording that north of 90% of all customer reviews on Yelp are positive. So what is up at Yelp, whether it's a Pokemon Go feature or any controversies over negative consumer reviews? You being you, being Vishwas, I imagine you've never waited for a table. Would that be fair?
Actually, I wait for tables a lot, primarily because I have two little kids and we go to a lot of places where we wait in line and it's fast casual.
I can definitely empathize with that for sure. Yelp is a very dynamic place and things are always moving around. And I know you're in charge of this division of that, but is there anything either macro or something else that you would envision coming down?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's really exciting about Yelp and the culture that's built there is that those ideas kind of bubble up from everywhere. So there are people across the organization that can actually just email an alias to a lot of Yelp leadership and say, hey, here's a cool idea, or have you guys thought about this, or have you thought about this? And what's amazing is the answer that comes back often is like, we haven't really thought about it too much. If you're interested, go figure it out and tell us why we should be doing it. A simple example that recently launched is the Pokestop filter on Yelp Search.
Let's go into Pokestop a little bit more because I don't play, but my daughter, my 7-year-old, is into it. So help me understand if I should get Pokestop for her.
Yeah. So the Pokemon Go game is this great like augmented reality game that's out there that's kind of taking the nation by storm, where people can just walk around town and catch quote-unquote Pokemon wherever they go. But these are like virtual things, but they're in physical locations.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found within a week of this game launching was that people really wanted to go to places that they could sit, they could eat, and then the Pokemon would be like wandering around in the virtual reality world,
right,
and they could grab them.
Right.
And so now all of a sudden, and those places are called Pokestops, where the Pokemon congregate. And so the ability for a user to say, hey, I want to go to a restaurant and sit there for an hour and a half and eat and drink and be merry, but I also want it to also be overlapping with a Pokestop. You can add that filter. Just like you say, I want to make a reservation, or I want to order a delivery, mm-hmm, or I want a place that's good for kids on Yelp. You can also now say, I want a place that also has a Pokestop, and you can make your decisions based on that.
You're adding to the poke economy. One thing I have to ask, and you guys have been addressing this quite a bit, but the reviews have dogged Yelp for a long time. And what are you guys doing to address that? And maybe not in your division. Does any of that challenge that Yelp has been dealing with mm-hmm touch your division?
It does a little bit, in that we do deal with restaurants and we need to explain to them how Yelp works and why it works. I think the interesting thing, I'm a relative newcomer to Yelp. I've been at Yelp for almost 2 years now. So I haven't been around, I've been not around longer than I have been around here. And I've been a consumer of Yelp for a long time. And I found myself from a consumer angle saying, hey, this is a useful resource for me to decide where to spend my money and where to go on a variety of criteria. I need an electrician. How do I get a good one? Right? That's a really mm-hmm hard problem to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are certainly situations in which, you know, every review is not the ideal review for a business owner. I've run startups, right? I've had articles in TechCrunch where, you know, I get dogged in the comments. And that hurts. That's my baby, right? That's like really important
sure
to me. So I totally get that emotion from the business owner.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, if you kind of take the law of large numbers and take a slightly more, you know, analytical approach to it, there's so many people writing over 100 million reviews that the data is directionally accurate to help you make the decision that you need to make as a consumer. So it is a bit of a challenge, but I think the beauty of what Yelp does is we put ourselves, you know, to a certain extent on the side of the consumer, the way you would hope that the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal puts himself on the side of the reader, even though the business and the revenue comes from the other side of the
planet. Right. This issue used to be a 2-inch headline, and it's really no longer that 2-inch headline. I think Yelp has been moving the right direction for that.
Yep.
Vishwas, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jason.
That was Yelp Reservations General Manager Vishwas Pravakara. The new features for Yelp Reservations and that handy text message alert for just opened tables at hot restaurants, yeah, that should be rolling out this fall. Coming up after the break, we have a perennially hot topic, the Bay Area real estate market. When one place cools off, another place takes off. More on housing is next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.
Let's go.